Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Anthony Cummings joins us. Morning, Anthony.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I want to talk about a car, a special car, in a moment, but I want to mention your father today because it, of course, would have been his birthday.
Yeah, would have been his birthday. Would have been nice to have him around. He's not here. Yeah. I suppose you get used to it after a while.
You do. When you go and just put in Bart Cummings, because I wanted to absolutely make sure that it was today, It comes up the top 10 Bart Cummings quotes. And it's from different people, but I love the ones from Bart where he said, I always look on the bright side of everything. If you're aiming for some goal, you usually get there if you don't give up. Do you take a bit of that?
Yeah, you've got to take aim. If you don't aim high, you give yourself no hope. So when you're buying, when you're programming, all the rest of it, there's always a B and C sort of view, I suppose, but the A-grade view is always the best.
And I always can imagine this one either at Randwick or at Flemington Trackwork in the morning. In hindsight, everything is much clearer. I can imagine him saying something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's usually pointed at somebody. But anyway, that's accurate.
Yeah, it is. And this one is summary of racing. In this game, you never stop learning. Never.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we're thinking of the family today. It would have been his birthday. We know that we lost him just over 4 years ago, but today there'll be people thinking of Bart Cummings. All right. IndyCar, this is pretty good.
Yeah, nice horse. Win first up was very good. The race probably panned out in his favour a little bit, but he still had to run the final section to get there, which he did. Second up was an improved run, albeit running fourth, but got stuck in traffic, and I think would have been right there with the winner, if not in front, had he got clear. So, you know, he goes into this race on the improved. The steps of the mile will be, I think, very comfortable for him. And, you know, he's as bright and as well as any horse in the yard right now.
That's the key. I'm glad you're talking up the mile.
Yeah, he's just hanging out for it. His racing pattern at the shorter trip, sort of get back run on, just it speaks to him, you know, running the mile, and he's been very strong through the line in both of his runs. And, you know, in his work, you know, he always sort of works a furlong past the post and all the things we're doing. So he's keen to get on with it.
I was just talking to Rachel King about the makeup here of the Newcastle track. It's always, you know, from that mile start, you've got two long straights, haven't you, a back and a front.
Yeah, that's right. And the shape of the player, he won first up there over 1,200. So he's comfortable at that place and at the shape, as you say. And I think at this level, 1,600 is going to make it an easy step up for him.
Because it's certainly no walk in the park. We've got a group race here and some good quality three-year-olds lining up, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, you know, that they change the position of the race, and you sort of wonder how that's going to work sometimes. But I think the race stacks up very well, and, you know, I think it's true to label in terms of being a group or listed race of some there. So I think, you know, they've held the standard, and in what is probably a better spot for it, and it sort of mirrors the stakes race, the mile stakes race in Melbourne, the Sandown Guineas. I don't think it loses anything in comparison.
No, I think it's worked well, and it gives the Hunter Day another good, significant race.
That's right. And the way that the prize money's been going in New South Wales right now, you know, it's just absolutely fantastic. And you know, to have these high value races in the provincials, you know, gives everyone a chance at decent money, and you know, increases people's opportunities. Makes it a far more enjoyable process for most of the owners that are around getting a bite of that cherry.
Yeah, understand. Just on IndyCar, you've drawn 9, you've drawn 5. Is he a horse that from barrier 3 you could ride closer, or is he just you'd like to get him where he's comfortable?
Oh, I think at the end of the day he's going to be where he's comfortable. We had an idea of being closer last time and that didn't work out. The instruction to Tommy is just to be positive out, you know, get comfortable, as you say. And then just give him some fresh air, a little bit more than he found last time.
Yep, understand. I think Tommy's probably had fair warning of that. He's probably aware of it himself.
He's a harsh marker of his own, and he had a job to do there last time.
Yeah, he did. Was Jerry there that day?
No.
He wasn't, okay. That probably worked in Tommy's behalf, but... Eh? But no, yeah, Tommy. Tommy will work through it. He'll be there with IndyCar on Saturday. Mm. Is this the last run of the prep?
I think get to this, give him a break after, and then have him back for the autumn. I think he's a horse that, you know, having had this prep under his belt, comes back, he'll improve next time, and hopefully takes a step up to, you know, Ram McGuinness maybe, but those sorts of races, and then through to winter.
Can I ask you about Libertini? How did she come through clashing with those high-quality boys?
Yeah, very well. You know, she was arguably better after the race than she was before. So certainly she's arrived at the Spelling Farm in very good order. Just sort of mulling over now exactly how long she gets. Given that she went out in such good shape, you know, she doesn't need a long time. It could be as short as sort of 3 weeks or thereabouts if we decide to come back to the Lightning. I've got to have that chat with Jerry yet, and just see, you know, what our targets ought to be. Got a list of them here as long as your arm, given what she is. So we just need to pick our way through that and make it as easy for her to get that Group 1 win and then start to build a record.
And do you look at her as a sprinter only?
Oh, I think so. You know, from what we saw, I think that's sort of logical. And certainly to the build, I mean, she continues to strengthen and she looks more like that sort of sprinter, you know, every day. And to that end, her first up run is this time more likely to be the 1,000 or 1,100 than it is over 1,200, which I think sort of, while she ran very, very well, probably came against her a bit, you know, through the rest of the program.
Yeah, understand. Well, we are excited by her performance behind Exceedance and Bivouac, and we're very much looking forward to seeing her again. Anthony, thanks very much for that, mate. Good luck with IndyCar. And as I said at the start, we're thinking of the family today. Would have been a special day, and we certainly in our thoughts, Bart, on his birthday. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thank you.